Blog Talk Radio.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud today. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove them all right song. My power turned up. Stop it right now. I'll be gone. I'll play my fight song.
Chick Radio. I hope that your week is super duper, because I am joined with my oh so sexy, oh so delicious, and recently injured Miss Angela.
God damn. It gets better and better every time.
Yeah, well, you give me more stuff to work with, so, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, man. How have you been? It's been forever.
I know. I am fabulous. As always.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm. How about you? Feeling
oh,
better?
You know, kind of. Pretty sore still, but it is what it is.
Mm.
For those of you who don't know, texting and driving is really, really, really bad, especially if you hit someone.
Is that what she was doing?
That's what the cop told me.
Oh.
With three children in her car. One of them was a paraplegic.
What? That's not cool.
Are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I think that I lost her.
No. You can't hear me? Ah. Oh. There we go. Oh, good. We're going to have fiction issues. I love technology.
Hello.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Yay! Okay, so, anywho.
So, yeah. Be smart. That's the moral of that story.
Don't be a fart.
Yes.
That sucks that that happened, though. So, are you... I mean, I saw you got your truck fixed.
Yes.
So, that's cool. Now, do you have to... Do you have to sue them for your doctor bills and stuff?
No.
How does that work?
I could if I wanted to. Well, in a no-fault state, your insurance covers your medical bills before they cover anyone else's. So that's all that no-fault means. But, like, once, like, because you have to fill out a crash incident report, basically you have to do the cop's job because they just became lazy all of a sudden. But, so I've had to fill out this accident report, and then that goes to the state, and then they decide through the accident report who was at fault, and then their insurance covers your shit. And then you can figure out if you want to sue or not.
Wow. That's a whole lot of ick.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think that... I don't know. I don't understand why it's got to be that difficult. Should be a lot easier, but whatever. Whatever. Okay, still, rumor has it you have a soapbox issue tonight that you were all fired up about.
Interesting scenario / story, I guess. So, now, I've had my fair share of haters in my day. And I've had people try and destroy relationships or whatever, like either it be friendships or love interests, whatever the hell it may be. It doesn't really matter. We're just going to throw this out as a general topic.
Right.
So if two people are happy and they've been together for 11 years, 10 years, 6 years, 3 years, 4 years, whatever it may be, or, you know, even a few months, why would you go out of your way to, now this has happened to me and it just happened to somebody else. Why would you go out of your way to try and destroy that over jealousy? If you're that low in your life where you feel you need to make a fake Facebook account because you're not man or woman enough to say who the fuck you are and say that person's significant other is cheating on them when it's not true.
I think some people just really, they have too much time on their hands and they need a hobby or learn how to knit or, I don't know, origami is a good choice.
Right.
I fail to understand why people feel like it's their duty to, I don't know, essentially tattle on people because they think that there's something going on or... Maybe they're just bored with their life and they need drama, or they're just completely jealous, which I think is typically what happens in a lot of cases where people are just extremely jealous. You know, it goes back to
that's like the scenario, like with what happened with me. Someone decided to Facebook message, and the thing is before Facebook decided to make it you have a message request before before they did that and there was the others box that not many people knew about. Right. Like why, like you go that far, like you're not friends with this person. Mm-hmm. Or like, but like with my situation, this person knew where my spouse worked, knew like where he would be about, and then you go that far out of your way. Like if you really feel you need to tell somebody like, hey, so-and-so is cheating on you. Why wouldn't you just be like, not make a fake Facebook profile or not send a, you know, like Facebook message or a text message? Like, why wouldn't you go to that person and be like, look, this is what I think is going on. I want you to know who I am. voila, there you go. Instead, right. You want to go out of your way and be a coward to do it the other way.
You know, because people are 10 feet tall and bulletproof online.
Right.
You know, when really they're just a chicken shit in person. You know, they're not going to say it to your face. There's a lot of scenarios and situations where, you know, people could be jealous of a current situation. And actually, I have an interesting topic that we can talk about too, which kind of plays into this. Okay, now, was the person who did the intervening involved with this person previously, or just a friend, or just like a fan, or just somebody who hates life in general?
My last incident was an old friend of mine, but the current incident with my friend was a fan.
Okay. You know, in that case, I mean, really, it's, jealousy does some really messed up stuff to people, and it makes them do a lot of really weird things.
Gets your fucking teeth knocked in is what it does.
Well, yeah, but I mean, honestly, when somebody's that jealous, they are not thinking about that. That's like, I equate super jealous people to like somebody either in a drunk rage or like an abuser kind of state of mind, to where they don't even know what they're saying. They don't even know what they're doing. All they know is that they have this situation that they have to get into or destroy because they're bored. I don't know. Again,
right.
Basket weaving, you know, underwater welding.
Basket weaving.
Some options, just going to throw it out there. You know, take a community school class, go volunteer. I don't know, fit yourself for cement boots, maybe. I don't know. I don't understand why people feel good about themselves when they hurt other people.
Right.
I fail to see that.
Yep.
Like in your friend's situation, how did it, give us a little history as to what's going on. Like what happened? They were with somebody and someone intervened or what?
No, this person's been in a committed serious relationship for 8-9 years and fully committed, and someone got jealous of that situation and decided to try and break that situation up by saying that someone was cheating when they weren't.
Gotcha. Was it a male or female that did the, and I'd be willing to bet it was probably a female.
Smart.
Well, you know, it's a gift. Reasonable deduction.
Yeah.
See, the thing is that, like guys might fight. Girls are just sneaky. Like, they will do some sneaky, underhanded bullshit because they're jealous and they just can't handle it. Or it's because they're jealous and they want what somebody else has. It's kind of like I want your toy. But those are the type of people who, when they get the toy, they don't want the toy anymore. Then they're like, eh.
Right. Yep.
Or even worse, when they used to be with that person, do something to interfere, end up breaking them up, and then like, no, I'm just kidding. You know, just to be a spiteful, bitter person.
Yep.
I don't know.
Yeah, I just don't get it.
No,
I just don't get it.
That's a good thing that you don't get it, because I'd be terrified, you know, if you could understand crazy behavior like that. I don't know. It's beyond me how or why people feel like, when did it become their responsibility to say anything to anyone about anything?
Yep.
You know, and it's super funny because I was actually kind of having this discussion with my daughter earlier, because evidently some younger girls were asking her in a class, you know, like, how do how to handle it if you think someone's cheating. You know, do you run and say something? Do you, what do you do? And I just told her, I was like, you know what? It all comes out in the wash. So if something's going on, it's going to become obvious at some point.
Right.
You know, why, if nothing's going on and you say something, you could cause something to happen.
Right.
You know, because a lot of people have the mentality, well, if I'm being accused of it, I'm going to go ahead and do it. So that way, you know, at least I get credit for doing something.
Right.
It's pretty crazy. I don't know. I think relationships just make people go apeshit.
Yeah.
That's just
yep. I agree.
So I've got a good question for you.
What's that?
Do you think that someone could be one way in a relationship with one person and completely different with someone else and have it
yeah.
be... What'd you say?
Yes.
Because, I mean, that was one of the things where I was actually, just trying to... I don't know. I haven't slept a whole lot, so I've been doing a lot of thinking. So, I mean, it's you know, one of those where I look at, like my ex-husband. I don't know if he's, obviously he was one way with me and I don't think he's the same way with her. I can see some of the same tendencies, but obviously some of the things that he does are different for her, which is good. It's a very good thing, which tells me that he learned, from some of his mistakes, clearly not all of them, but whatever. No one's perfect. But then, I see other people kind of trying to stir up drama now with other things. I'm trying to say this very, not trying to give too much information, kind of.
Right.
But if you're with someone and your relationship wasn't good and it was very toxic and you end up breaking up, why would you sit there and be bitter and pissed off because it ended if it wasn't good for you in the first place?
Right.
That doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. Because everything happens for a reason. And if you, that's like saying somebody's, in an abusive relationship, getting the shit kicked out of them, often. And, it ends and all of a sudden they're like, well, why the fuck are you with that bitch?
Really? Right.
Like, figure it out. Be grateful, move on with your life.
Right.
I don't know.
I don't know. I think people learn from their mistakes in most cases. I don't know, the smart ones do. So they try not to make the same mistakes twice in the new relationship.
Right.
But some, I do believe that you can't break all habits, and sometimes you bring those old situations into new relationships.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, I think people can change, obviously, but
right.
I mean, abusive control freaks never change. Been proven time and time again.
Right. But I don't know. I mean, it's like I said, I've had a lot of time to think about things and try and see things from different perspectives and different points of view. And, it's kind of laughable. But in other cases, it's a little bit concerning when, some time has gone by and they're just like not really moving forward with their life. don't know.
Right.
Kind of, I don't know. All you can really do is wish everyone the best and hope that they find whatever it is that they're looking for, whatever it is that they need.
Right.
And hope you don't try and mess up your happiness in the meantime. Which is sad that you
right.
have to hope that they don't mess up your happiness in the meantime, but whatever. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't believe everyone's meant to change.
Yeah, well, some people are just stubborn like that. So we do have some cool stuff going on with Cool Chick Radio and Tenacity Radio.
Yes.
We now have a official sponsor. Well, kind of. Friendly Chev in Friendly is actually going to be one of our sponsors. So if anybody wants to buy a car, a Chevrolet, they need to go to the dealership and... Sorry, my phone's magically making calls. They need to go to the dealership and let them know that they heard about it on Cool Chick Radio or Tenacity Radio, or say that you or I sent them. And then they'll hook them up with a good deal. There should be like some special discount, or I don't know. They'll just hook them up.
They'll hook you up fast.
Well,
get you a new whip. And don't get a Chevy Turbo unless you want a pop can on wheels. But I mean, if you're into that sort of thing, go ahead. But it's not my cup of tea, I can tell you that. God. I've officially found a car worse than the Prius.
Because that was the Sonic, right?
Yes.
Ugh. Gross.
Sonic Turbo.
Ooh, Turbo.
Put that big little keyword behind her, and she goes fast. It goes beep beep.
It was a horn, just like, excuse me, pardon.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's too funny. I know over the weekend, the man and I were out looking at different vehicles, and we walked past the Chevy Volt. And I was like, I'll give you $1 to get in it. I just want to see it. He didn't think it was funny. I thought it was funny. He just looked at me and like, funny? Like, if there's a Mini Cooper, I'm going to put your ass in that, too. It'd be hilarious.
Yeah, I don't know how, like, so my insurance, I don't have rental insurance through my car insurance. Surprise! But Abra in Forest Lake hooked me up with a free rental. So for every $1,000 for the damages, you get a rental vehicle.
Oh.
So for free.
Nice.
So I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. Well, you know, get in a car accident, don't have a car, because my Tahoe was not working at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well,
it was very interesting. But, yeah, they put me in the Turbo, and I'm just sitting there thinking, like, I can't even get my kids in this car. Like, I'm like, all right. Like, there was no backseat. Like, it was just a joke. Like, I drove it home, and I started laughing. I'm like, okay, this is going to get me up to get a new battery for my Tahoe and then get my whatever you call that, my tabs. And I was like, man, fuck that. That was awful.
Why didn't you take more pictures of the Sonic? I think it would be fun.
No.
Why?
No. That was bad.
No.
So my best friend is moving back up here from Texas.
Really?
So, yeah, that ought to be interesting because we're kind of troubled together, but fun trouble, you know. She's an instigator, much like myself.
What's bringing her back to Minnesota?
She was working through the union, and she got a union job up here versus in Texas. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, is everyone in her family moving up here, or?
Just her. Her family's up here.
Hmm. Okay. Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
When's she moving back?
In, like, 2 weeks.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Yeah. My kid's godmom.
Well, that'll be really nice to have her up here, then.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Trouble!
Hey, did you ever find out what was going on with your shoulder?
No. No, still waiting to find out.
You gotta quit.
Thought to be fun. Yeah, I think it's funny because, like, if you, like, sign to get your medical records transferred to another place, like my chiropractor can look up, like, all of my x-rays and CAT scans and stuff, but, like, an actual medical center can't seem to fucking figure out how to do that, so, you know. The waiting game's fun. Hurry up and wait.
That's always fun.
Always a good time. Yeah.
Oh. Hey, did you see that Mill City Theaters is closing at the end of the year?
Yes. Yes.
That's messed up.
Yeah. It's a pretty big hit for the music scene. I don't know, but it's a pretty big blow to a lot of the local bands that we've interviewed because, you know, they lost Pavs, and then they opened, Opinion Brewery opened up to do basically all the shows that Pavs wasn't doing, and now you've got, what is it, the Myth, or is it Mill City? I think it's the Myth. But, no, they're closing, so.
Well, maybe somebody will buy it. If anybody out there is listening and you're looking for something to buy, go ahead and buy Mill City Theater, and Angela and I will help you run it. She'll book the business.
Yeah. Plus show.
So, boom, done. See, we just need an investor. See, that just happened. See?
Good times, yeah. Damn it. Good times.
That's right. Hell yeah. So, and then we're super excited. Weeks we are going to be doing another man panel. Okay, well, actually, we'll be restarting man panel, I should say.
Yes, the second launch. It's a yearly thing now.
Well, and it's going to be super fun because I'm really, really excited about it because that it'll be, you know, officially on Tenacity Radio on the brand new website that I'm working on. Just all sorts of really cool things going on. A lot of new things, and like we're working on getting some more shows on Tenacity, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really, really excited about it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the new studio is going to have to share space with a gym, but it's not like a normal gym. It's more like a training facility, but whatever. It's cool. We'll make it work. Cause that's how we
Yeah. Know.
Cause Cool Chick Radio badass like that. Yeah.
Exciting stuff.
Mm. Hey, how's school going for the kids?
Oh, it's going.
Yeah?
Nothing quite like the first week of school. They throw out that $135 fucking field trip. Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
$135 for a field trip. Where are they going?
They're going to LLC camping.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Whatever. It's 4-day overnight camping trip deal.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, of course, you know, it's my first year that I can actually, like, volunteer at the school once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And, they're like, I got a phone call. Can you sell yo-yos in the school cafeteria? I'm like, oh, my God. Can you do vision testing and hearing testing for the kids on this day? Can you also do this, this, and this? Oh, how about these times? I'm like, Jesus Christ, like, volunteer for one thing, and I'll, like, bam, we need you for all of these extracurricular activities. I'm like, Jesus.
The home like Donkey Kong.
I can't even throw a fucking yo-yo, so. That shit don't come back. You want me to sell a yo-yo? Yeah, okay. Didn't even tell you how to work a goddamn thing. I can draw the string back up pretty well. Wrap that shit right back up. Yeah. So I started reading 50 Shades of Grey again.
You did?
Because why not?
Ooh, that reminds me. I got to have to get you that movie.
Yes.
Because it's awesome.
It is awesome. And then what's really funny to me is, like, everyone assumes, like, it's just, like, a sex movie, and it's not. Or it's just a sex book, and it's not. It's, like, there's a plot. There's a love story behind it. There's, you know, like, the situations in relationships of power and control. There's all that kinds of stuff. Like, people just think it's one big sex book, and it's not. I love it.
Yeah, I am a huge fan of the story because, you know, a lot like what you said, I don't look at it like it's, you know, some dirty, whatever. You know, to me, it is a love story because it really is.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think people just, I don't know, probably the same people that, I don't know, they want a freaking participation award or some shit.
Yep.
No, I don't know. So there is a segment that I'm working on for Twin Cities Weekend. And if it doesn't, I don't know. I go back and forth, and I actually wanted to run this past you and maybe any of our listeners if they have feedback on this, if it would be something of interest. I kind of like to maybe explore it a little bit, but there is a young couple that I know, and they are newly engaged, and they're planning on getting married August next year. And I thought it'd be kind of fun to kind of do a little audience participation in it and have them do like video blogs or vlogs or whatever the hell you call them. And then we could post it to the website and have them
uh-huh.
Whenever something comes up, have them do a quick little video blog or weekly would be better and post that to the website. And then, you know, when it comes to things like centerpieces or flowers or, you know, dresses or, you know, extra stuff, have people kind of weigh in with their money saving tips or different places to go or, you know, help her vote, you know, vote for her dress or something kind of fun like that.
Right.
I thought it might be kind of fun.
Or just don't get married.
Well, there is that option, too.
Just don't do it.
What I thought about would be to, you know, essentially have a band be, you know, part of it and kind of have them do the same thing where they would do a video blog and kind of behind-the-scenes photos so people can get a better understanding of really what it's like to be in a band and to go on stage and, you know, the practice and the writing. And a lot of people, they see with everything else, they see what they want to see. They don't know how much hard work goes into stuff. They don't see the behind the scenes stuff.
Right.
I thought it'd be kind of interesting.
And even like, I don't know, even like writing music is not easy and all the process that goes into it.
Yeah, I mean, it would be actually super, super fun to follow somebody who's writing a song, follow them through the process, you know, to putting it together, to actually hearing the song come to life, and then, you know, maybe get some footage of them even recording it and then, you know, playing it for a live audience. I think stuff like that I just find really interesting, kind of the, you know, how does it work?
Biography, yeah.
you know, it's just, I think a lot of people are really interested in that versus the reality, you know, Kardashian shit, you know, kind of like a real life, this is really what happens. I mean, I think if more people saw the process, maybe it could inspire some people to start writing, you know, where somebody could watch it and be like, I can do that, or I want to do that. You know, I'm also accepting career suggestions from kids, because I'm still looking for what I want to do when I grow. But I just think, I don't know. I mean, maybe the audience, maybe our listeners and fans want to see stuff like that. Maybe they don't. I think it'd be really interesting to have stuff like that. You know, or maybe just once a month, follow someone new.
Right.
You know.
A lot of bands like take the summer off to write, or the winter off. So.
See, I think I just think that, I mean, it'd be great promotion for a band or a songwriter to kind of explain the process a little bit more and the struggles, you know, when they hit writer's block. You know, I kind of want to see the nitty gritty, you know, 3 a.m. They're up, they look like death warmed over because, you know, they've drank 5 pots of coffee trying to write this song, and, you know, or they're,
right,
you know, sitting in the park and they all of a sudden get inspired and they're, you know, writing on, I don't know, toilet paper on an outhouse.
Right.
Which I wonder if somebody actually has done that. That'd be cool. That'd make for a good story. Make it a potty song.
Right.
Oh. But like I said, I've been thinking about a lot of things and just trying to kind of come up with more interesting ideas, you know, fresh, new, kind of sort of rebranding. But, you know, more so, you know, just kind of getting it out there a little bit more.
Right.
Oh, my nose is running. I think my kids shared. Haley was sick earlier this week, and then Dylan was home today, and it's like, yay, I love the first couple weeks of school because it's like a petri dish and you're dumping your kids in it.
Right. That's what happened to me this week.
Yeah, so what is, because it was your oldest that got sick, right?
Yep.
So did they ever find out if, like, what's going on with him?
Oh, just the stomach virus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta love all the germ-infested children.
Ugh. You know, I was talking to the lady at Urgent Care, and she said she's actually glad that she works at Urgent Care because then she kind of brings germs and stuff home so that way her kids are always exposed to stuff, which I guess kind of makes sense. But still, I was like, ew, gross.
Yep.
All right, so let's circle back to the original soapbox type topic. So what is the person that happened to? How are they going to handle it?
I'm not quite sure.
I mean, how bad was the, I guess for lack of better terms, the attack on the relationship? How bad was it?
It wasn't too bad, like, with my situation. Like, I mean, it was so similar to what I've gone through. It's just, it was ridiculous. Like, you know, somebody, what I don't understand is, like, when you send an email or private message or whatever the fuck you want to call it, a message, and you claim to be, like, you want to stay hidden or whatever, but yet you say say Bobby was cheating on Susie with Heidi, and they throw, you know, oh, you can go ahead and talk to Heidi because, you know, she might actually tell you the truth and what was really going on. The first initial thought when you read a message like, you know, he cheated on, Bobby cheated on Susie with Heidi, but also you can ask their best friend because they might actually tell you the truth, or I wish they actually would, or that you also throw another girl's name in there. You throw out three names. You're either going to reach out to the first person, the friend, or the third person, or you're just going to, you know, try and talk to your significant other in general. I've been on the opposite end where I was being accused of said situation. Well, the first thing most people do when they get a message like that, they either freak out or they cry or they try and figure it out and do their own investigation.
Right.
Well, when you're trying to be a secret person and say you're not someone even involved in such situation, but you just feel like that person should know what's going on, you automatically look like the, you know, I'm sure if you reach out to this person, they might tell you what's going on. They might be honest with you and open up about it, but I just figure you should know. You look, you know, you kind of just make yourself look like, oh, well, that's probably the person that sent the message.
Right.
Well, when people already know that you're a fucking crazy person and you're just jealous and you want to be with this person, it kind of makes it kind of obvious that you're just a crazy psychopath when you're already blocked and deleted off of 17 people's pages and you're just trying any way, shape, and form to get under someone's skin, or that you ask the person that you claim, like that you ask the cheater for a favor and the person says no, and you're like, well, I'm going to go ahead and make your life a living hell. And, you know, it kind of all rolls and snowballs together, especially when you do it all on the same day. So if you're going to be crazy, make sure you do your crazy a little better. Cause,
you know, this reminds me of Fatal Attraction.
Right? It's just like, I don't know, like when you're in, you know, our shoes or even the music scene or something along those lines, you're constantly going to be looked at and accused of things that aren't true, and it's going to take a strong person to stand by your side even through those times. So it's just like, you know, a lot of musicians who are in relationships, they, you know, like to let their fans live that fantasy of that you're actually single when you're not. Mm-hmm. Or they, you know, there's always that fine line of even flirtation, like on, you know, our side of things or a musician side of things. If you're in a relationship and some single girl or guy comes up to you and is like, oh my God, like you're so hot, blah, 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 blah. You know, you can say thank you, give a hug and walk away. But there's a very fine line with flirting, even in any relationship. If you get flirted with, you can say thanks and let it go. But if that person is persistent on, you know, oh no, I, you know, grabs your ass or, you know, flirts with you even more, and, you know, you at some point either have to say you're in a relationship or you have to be like, you know what, thanks, and just let it go and just ignore them and keep walking. Or, you know, if you're getting messages on Facebook or you're getting messages in general, as long as, you know, you're open and with your spouse, like, you know, yeah, I get messages all the time, or yeah, this is, you know, what so-and-so said. You know, you have to be honest with your spouse and your spouse has to trust you. But if you're walking a fine line of flirting back and or, you know, hugging a little too tightly or too long or whatever, like, that's just any kind of relationship. You always want to be honest. However, when somebody doesn't get that on the other end of the receiving of the fine line of flirting or just wants to be an asshole, that's when shit happens. But there has to be trust. And if there isn't trust, there's nothing. And that's in any relationship. But when you're in the industry that most of us are in, it makes it a little harder because not everybody wants to trust you.
Right.
So...
yeah, I mean, you know, we're kind of in unique situations where, it is a lot more difficult for people to kind of understand that we are probably two of the most loyal females out there. And that, you know,
right.
when we're in a relationship, we're not going to stray. Yeah, we have to talk to people because that's the nature of the beast. That's how we do business. That's how, you know, the show grows. And, you know, that's how, you know, tummies get fed.
Well, right. And that the other thing is, too, is for a person being in a relationship with someone like we are, you have to understand that if we're rude, and this was like something that actually Dustin Anderson from Motor Grader taught me, was if you're rude to one fan,
mm-hmm.
you don't know who that person knows. Like,
right.
if I'm rude, like if we're doing like a show or something and I'm rude to our guest, you don't know how many fucking people that one person knows. Or if
right.
you snob off and give them an attitude, you know, whether they're flirting or not flirting or whatever it is, if you leave a bad taste in their mouth, you don't know who the fuck they know. They could know fucking Korn's manager. I don't fucking know. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you don't know who that person knows. And that's, like, a lot of people in this industry don't know that. And their spouses definitely don't know that. So they might think, like, that hug or bro hug, you know, the one arm over the other arm, and you're like, oh, you know, have a great day, blah, blah, blah. You're just being friendly and being nice.
Right.
They get, some people get ridiculously jealous over that stuff. But, oh, it's annoying.
That's a really, really good point. To where, I mean, and I really like that you say that. But that's kind of, honestly, I mean, that's true for anybody where you really can't always be, you know, super rude and just be like, leave me the fuck alone. You really can't do that. Because,
right.
I mean, even if you have a desk job, what if the person that you were rude to knows your boss or your future
right.
boss? Or what if they become your boss? That'd be even worse.
Right. Yeah, and that's like, you know, a lot of people don't get that, or, you know, especially spouses. And I've heard this so many times throughout doing, you know, Cool Chick Radio. I've heard spouses and, you know, they're like, oh, you're Cool Chick Radio. Oh, well, you know, I've heard you online, or I've heard you say this, or whatever it is. And, you know, you and I could be joking about something with even a band, and they're like, well, you should do a band wives interview and see how we feel about things and yada yada yada. And it's like, yeah, that'd be cool. I would totally be down for that. And like, they have this image in their head, well, it's two girls doing a radio show, well, they're automatically going to flirt, or they're automatically going to do this. And it's like, no, this is our job. Or they have this stigma towards us of having one idea and it's a complete difference.
Right. Yeah, I think a few people have been really disappointed when they show up and we're like, yep, sorry.
Oh, that, and half the time you and I are in sweatpants and hoodies or yoga pants and sweatshirts, or like, we look like fucking shit. We got a bun on the top of our head. Like, we're tired. We're moms all day. Like, you know, we work all day. We're moms all day. Like, you're sadly disappointed when you come to see us, because half the time my makeup's half off and I just don't give a fuck.
Exactly. We are way more interesting on air than we are in person.
Yeah.
Sorry. But that's okay. I mean, I think a lot of times people almost need to kind of build you up in their head to be one thing. And then when they meet you, they're like, oh.
Yeah. I've actually had a couple of wives do that. They're like, oh, well, who's just full of checks, blah, blah, blah. And then they meet me, and they're like, oh, you're cool shit. Like, you know, you're really awesome. Like, you're just not what I thought you were going to be. Surprise! Or they automatically assume you're just, like, one big hussy, and here you come carting three kids in. Like, yeah, I've got three kids, and
exactly.
I've got nine chickens, and two dogs, and two cats. Like, oh, you're not what I thought you were. Yeah, well, sorry, I'm not a big old hoe bag.
Yeah. I think some people just, I don't know, some people just they get this image in their head and they want you to be something. And then when they meet you and they're just like, oh, well, I wasn't expecting that. But that's okay. That's good. It's good to disappoint people like that.
You know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
That's kind of fun. So is there anything, any big stuff going on? Anything big coming up that everybody needs to know about?
In, I believe it's 2 weeks, Nice Guys Entertainment is throwing on their second annual anniversary party.
Oh, okay.
At the Poorhouse. Cold Kingdom is playing on Sunday, the 25th.
Mm-hmm.
A $8 all ages show, and it's going to be acoustic with possibly a couple songs with the whole band, but it's acoustic with Danny and Aaron Dahl from Emergent and Blaine Solvia. So he was the lead singer of Fifth Hour and guitarist. So they're all going to be playing on the 25th. So that's exciting. I'm really looking forward to that because I'm going to bring my kids. It's after the super fucking Vikings game. But if you want to go early and have dinner with Cold Kingdom and watch the Vikings game, they will be there for that at Pickle Park.
Cool.
Yeah.
Is it Sunday yet?
Right. I'm so excited. So I'm wearing all of my Packer stuff like I always do. And going to watch the game with my Vikings fans like I always do. And it's always funny to me because I'm the only one that wears Green Bay. I am the one who's quiet watching the game. And I laugh every time because the Vikings fans are like, oh, look at that, we scored. And I'm just like, oh, okay. And then every time we win, I stand up, I clap a bunch of times, I spin around, and I'm like, eat every fucking word you just said. And they're like, fuck you, Angela.
So what do you do when they lose? Because they're going to lose on Sunday, you know, right?
I've never actually been to a Packer-Viking party where we've lost. So I don't know. I've never had that opportunity to be disappointed.
Well, then this weekend's going to be a first.
Yeah. Who does Nate vote for? I'm assuming he's a stupid Vikings fan.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why we get along so well.
Gross.
He's on the right side of the border.
Well, goody for you.
Mm-hmm. Works out really well.
Special.
We're awkward if we didn't get along about that. That's kind of one of those, what kind of car do you drive? What football team do you like? Okay, we can talk. And people think I'm kidding when I ask those questions. I'm like, no, I'm serious. These are making or break it.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
I'm tired and I need to wake up. This sucks.
I'm currently warming my hands with a citronella candle.
Nice.
Oh, that turns your hands black. What the fuck?
Aw.
Yeah, I've been sitting outside doing the show and it's rather chilly. Man, I got so cold last night. I slept with all my freaking windows open in my house, and I woke up, and I didn't want to get out of bed because I was too cold.
Yeah.
And I walk out, and I look at my thermostat, and it says 57 degrees in the house.
Oh, wow. Holy moly.
Well, this one doesn't want to go out. There we go. If you blow it hard enough, it goes out. Yeah.
Goofball. All right, well, we got 4 minutes left. So is there anything else that you want to throw out there that maybe people want to kind of weigh in on or maybe get people excited about?
Send us your man panel questions. We've got 2 weeks to get them all in.
God, could you imagine? 2 weeks to get ready for man panel.
Oh, the questions were good last time, but this time, you know, we had time to ponder.
Yeah. I don't know. It should be interesting.
Yeah. I'm excited for it. Because we have, like, some of the same guys want to come back from last time. We've got new guys that want to come in. It'll be exciting. Oh, also, Straight Jacket is playing at Jersey's Bar and Grill on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
That was one of our favorite interviews. Gotta love the Straight Jacket guys. They guys are freaking hilarious.
I love how quiet my dogs are right now. It's kind of a miracle.
No joke. There's been one bark the entire time.
I know.
Slackers.
I know. I keep checking to make sure that they're all alive. Kind of funny. Funny stuff. So we are... I'm really, really excited about the new website. I think it's going to be very, very cool. I'm really looking forward to it. We'll be able to sell some ad space on the new website and promote all sorts of different things. So if anybody's potentially interested in some ad space, it's not going to be super expensive because, well, it doesn't need to be. So if anybody's interested in that, just let us know and we can kind of put a plan together for that and all that good stuff. I don't know. I'm trying to think of what else. The new website. I think the new website was just the really big thing. And I'm really excited about the man panel in the new studio, kind of relaunching everything. It'll be exciting.
Right.
All right, well, we got a minute left, and I think we're pretty much out of stuff to talk about tonight because we're both kind of tired.
Yes.
So is there anything else you want to say quick before we end the show?
No.
Said it all, people. Miss Angela. Said it all. Said it all. Okay, well, then, in the meantime, make sure that you find us on social media because Cool Chick Radio likes to be liked and we love to be shared, but only on social media because social media is the only place two women actually like to be shared because if you try and share us both in person, we will punch you in the junk. Everybody have a good weekend. Get out there, make some bad decisions, and we'll see you next week, people. Peace.